Coca-Cola brings you Edgar Bergen with Johnny McCarthy. Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Johnny McCarthy. With Mortimer Sturge and Ray Noble in his orchestra, and the Mellow Men brought to you each week by the Coca-Cola Company. Tonight's special guest is the lovely lady of the screen, Miss June Allison. And now, Edgar Bergen with Johnny McCarthy.
I know, honey, but I gotta hang up now, my kumquat. Yes. Well, they've announced me.
Charlie, get off that telephone.
Yeah. Did you get your allowance, babe? Oh, good. Now you can take me out tonight.
Really, Charlie?
So long, my tangerine. I'll be squeezing you.
Charlie, I just couldn't help overhearing your conversation.
Why? Was the extension phone caught in your ear?
No. I can't believe that you talk to a girl that way. Who is she?
Well, let's just say she's a good skate for what pays the freight.
Oh, I see. I can't understand this younger generation. Why, when I was growing up, everybody was a gentleman.
You mean there weren't any women at all?
Oh. Sure. I mean, we acted like gentlemen.
Oh.
Apparently, you don't know what a gentleman is.
Oh, sure. A gentleman is a wolf with patience.
All right. Next time you see this girl of yours...
Yes?
Why don't you try talking about music and art and... why don't you quote poetry?
Oh, no. No, I tell you, Bergen, girls don't take that kind of punishment today.
Oh, they don't. Well, you just try it and see what she does.
I know what she'll do. She'll conk me on the head with her baseball bat.
Yeah. Her baseball bat?
Yeah, sure. She's Homicida Ida.
Oh, she is?
Yes. She's the catcher on our baseball team.
Oh, some girl.
You can say it.
Yes.
Strong as an ox.
Yeah.
And twice as pretty.
Oh, yes, times have changed.
Yeah.
Charlie, I want to remind you that June Allison is coming by to see us, and I wish you'd remember your party manners.
Did you say June Allison?
Yes.
All right. Now, there is my big moment.
Yes.
You know, she's just as cute as a button.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to get my button hooks on her.
All right. I want you to think of yourself as a gallant knight and conduct yourself as one of King Arthur's men. Now, those were wonderful days.
Were you happy then, Bergen?
Oh, I wasn't born then.
Oh, look, I see June Allison headed this way. Oh, my heart is turning a handspring. Here we are, Junie.
Hello, Edgar. Hello, Charlie. Oh.
Junie, it's good to see you.
Yeah, we were just talking about romance and chivalry, you know. Tell me, do you feel spoony, Junie?
That I do, Goonie.
All right, June. I was telling Charlie if he would conduct himself as a knight of King Arthur's time, he would be the most popular boy at school.
You are absolutely right, Edgar. I'm sure everyone would think that...
He thinks that I was nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Huh?
It would not fit in with our times. But I would have adored living in those days with all the knights in their shining armor.
Well, what was so great about that?
Well, it would have been so much fun shopping for canned goods.
Why?
Well, in those days, even the men were put up in tins.
You're ashamed, aren't you now? I told you not to say it.
Soon I remember seeing you in the MGM picture. What was the name of that MGM picture? Men put up in tins. No. That one will live to haunt you. Oh, I know that picture, Words and Music, you know, where you did a very clever little scene. It was two knights in armor, and you sang Thou Swell or something.
Yes, that's right. It was about a knight making love to his lady fair.
Yeah,
with a modern touch.
Yeah, I remember that. I know how the song goes. It goes, Is Thou Swell?
No, Johnny, it goes like this.
You're interrupting me.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, would kiss me pretty, would hold my hand, for mine eyes would kiss you, what bitter to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet holler, for the first thing. I feel so rich in a hutch for two rooms. And kitchen, I'm sure, would do give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. Thou swell,
thou witty,
thou sweet,
thou grand.
Would kiss me pretty,
would hold my hand,
but mine eyes are cute too. What's the news to me? Hear me holler, fetch you the sweet dollar, for loser can be.
Oh, my sweet love, a loser, I feel so rich in the tiny little apartment for two.
Two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure, would do.
Just a part of,
not a lot of land, and our world, how will be the grand.
How do you like my voice, Charlie?
Well, I think it's very...
Well, so do I. I've been told that I have the range of Lily Pons and the vivacity of Mary Martin. Do you think so?
Well,
I don't think so either.
No. You know, you've got me kind of interested in that King Arthur stuff.
Say, I have an idea, Charlie.
Yeah?
The museum has a wonderful display in their armor room. Let's go and see it.
Now, that is a splendid idea. Now, you two go ahead and I'll meet you at the museum. Mortimer, how do you find yourself these days?
Well, most of the days I just don't bother to.
I'm on my way to the museum with Charlie.
Well?
Yes.
Listen.
Yes. Have you ever been there?
Where?
To the museum.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. But how did you like it?
The what?
The museum.
Oh, the museum. Well, I reckon it'll be all right when they get all that junk cleaned out of there.
What did you enjoy most at the museum?
The sliding down the long banister out front.
Rickety. All right. I mean, what did you get from your visit?
Splinters.
Well, now, you might get something more out of it if you come along with us. I understand the museum is adding a new wing.
Well, that won't do much good.
Why?
They'll never get it off the ground.
Oh. Why don't you come with us and go through the museum again?
No. I ain't never going there no more.
No.
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, no, I don't think I will. Wild horseradishes couldn't drag me.
What's wrong with the museum?
Oh, it's too dangerous. Last time I was there, I seen a fellow that was hurt so bad that they had him bandaged from his head clear down to... From his head down to... Oh, what is the name of those things that live in shoes?
Feet?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Well, what about him?
Well, this poor fellow looked like he was blindfolded all over.
Is that so? Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute, Mortimer. Just where did you see this bandaged-up man?
Well, he was leaning against the wall in the gypsy section.
You mean in the Egyptian section?
Well, that's what I said. Wasn't it?
All right.
I talked to him, but his mind, you know, is a little wandering.
I see.
I tried to get his mind off his injuries, but he was kind of close-mouthed.
Yeah. He didn't say much.
No, he didn't say much. No, didn't say much at all. Conversation sort of drugged.
It drugged, yeah. Well, Mortimer, you were talking to a mummy.
I was?
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to help him.
I know. But I'm afraid you were too late to help him. About 4,000 years too late.
Well, I got there as soon as I could.
Mortimer, I'm trying to tell you that bandaged man is completely ossified.
Well, can you blame him for taking a nip to my engine?
Taking a nip?
Yeah. To sort of blunt the pain?
Blunt the pain, yeah. Well, he was in no pain because he was dead. Now, let me explain about mummies. After they were prepared and wrapped, they were put in a tomb, and lots of food was buried with them.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, now, you know, I reckon it ain't so bad being dead if you still got your appetite.
Well, it was merely a custom. Now, do you feel that you know a little more about that bandaged man?
Oh, sure. I know him real well now. We'll have lots to talk about as soon as he can have this dirt.
Oh, yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Well, who cares as long as it gets resolved, I don't know.
Speaking for your host of the airwaves, the Coca-Cola Company, let me remind you that the Coca-Cola dispenser at Soda Fountains is host to Thirsty Main Street the country over, inviting Christmas shoppers everywhere to pause and shop refreshed.
Yeah, well, now, there's June waiting on the steps of the museum, but no sign of Charlie. I might have known he'd be late. Here I am, June. Have you been here long?
No, I just got here, Edgar.
Oh, did you have any trouble finding the museum?
Daisy!
Oh. Got through with him, June.
I think Charlie went in ahead of us.
Well, why did he go in ahead?
Well, the doorman said a little boy asked him where he could find the statue of Lady Godiva.
That's Charlie. That's my boy. Well, let's go in and find him. I wonder which way it is to the armor room.
Oh, well. Fancies. Hello. I'm Ursula Twing, Fran. Simmer down. I'm your friendly museum guy.
How do you do?
How do you do? Thank you.
How do you do?
How do you do? My motto is, tours with a smile if the tip is worthwhile.
We're interested in the armor the knights used to wear. Could you show us through that room?
Well, I could, but heavens to Elizabeth, it's way over on the other side.
So?
Would you rather stay here and kind of look at our exhibit of old bones?
No, I don't.
Well, they're just chock full of interest and calcium.
Why don't you take us to the armor room?
Well, mainly because my feet hurt.
What? Bad feet?
No, I've got good feet. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I forgot to bring my corn glasses today, though I don't know why. I usually keep some on hand.
On hand, I guess.
Well, not exactly on hand either, but I usually keep them on my feet.
We're only interested in the armor.
Well, please, won't you please look at my bones instead, Fram? See those huge prehistoric ones over there?
Yeah.
Looky. One bone is over 15 feet long. An explorer dug it up.
My goodness. Think of the size of the prehistoric dog that buried it.
You're awful. I just knew that you folks would enjoy my lecture on bones once I got my teeth into it.
Are you an authority on such things?
Authority? Am I an authority? For heaven's sake, I'll have you know that I've got brains. I'm not just a pretty face.
That's very true.
What you said about prehistoric times was very interesting. Do you know much about the lost races?
Do I know? Oh, my. Last season, I didn't win a single race at Santa Anita.
Is there any chance that you might condescend to show us the armor room?
No. Don't be in such a hurly-burly, Curly.
Yes.
I'll be just happy, very happy to take you there if you'll carry me piggyback.
Fine guy, you are too weak to walk.
But
no.
You think I'm a weakling just because my feet hurt, you're sadly mistaken.
All right, so I made a mistake.
Yes, you made a mistake, and not only that, but you pulled a terrible, if you'll pardon the expression, bloomer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're very strong, but we did come here to see the armor.
Well, why must you always rush and hurry around and make everybody nervous? You can go right across the hall to the American Indian room and see Standing Bull.
Isn't that Sitting Bull?
No, the floors over there are so cold.
We'll find the armor room ourselves.
All right, go on. I didn't like your attitude in the first place. Just got me in such a snit anyway that if I was not 100% American, I'd be seeing red. Go on. Goodbye, aye, aye.
Well, let's see now. Oh, there's the armor room right across the corridor, June.
Oh, yes. And Charlie's waiting for us.
Hello, June. Oh, I always knew you were beautiful, but standing next to Bergen, you're positively gorgeous.
Well, thank you, Charlie. And you too, Edgar.
Yeah.
Just look at this medieval display.
Yes, isn't that an impressive armor, that suit there?
Oh, it's wonderful material. Sort of a galvanized gabardine. I wonder how they had their suits pressed in those days.
Yeah, I bet the laundries tore their bolts off the shirts.
Well, according to the legend of King Arthur, the noble knights performed many feats of daring do for their ladies fair. And from all over Britain, they came to Camelot to earn their seats at the round table.
His Majesty, King Arthur.
Greetings, brave knights. Take thy seats at the round table. Sir Lancelot, methinks thou dost look handsome in thy new suit of armor.
Thanks, Your Majesty. I have with a new tailor, Sir Henry of Ford.
Oh, yes. I've heard his slogan, watch the pants go by. Thy suit looketh a bit rusty, methinks it needs a lube job.
Yes. Tonight I shall go out and get oiled.
Lancelot, really thou must mend thy ways. It looketh bad for a knight at the round table to spend all his nights at the pool table.
No.
Oh, I said that was a jest, methinks.
I'll certainly do it.
What is this?
Not here.
Huff. What cometh near, my good Merlin?
Sire, a group of strolling players approaches.
That is to say, Owen. How now, good players? What cooking?
Hello, gentlemen. I hope you blokes are in the mood for some vines and music. Blimey, I really hope so.
Zounds, thou art a comely tomato. What hast thou in yon basket?
Coconuts, Your Highness. They're part of the dime. Special they are, and only a penny a pitch. Would you like to hear more about it, gentlemen?
I tell us more, me lass.
I've got a lot of bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row. Big one, small one, thumb as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, a drop of comb and set. I've got a lot of bunch of
coconuts.
Everyone you throw will make your wrist. There stands me wife, the idol of me life. A singing roll, a bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Sing and roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a bit.
A roll a
ball, a ball, a penny, a bit.
A roll a ball, a ball, a
bit. Roll a ball, a ball. Sing and roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a bit.
Why don't we roll a ball, a ball, a ball, a ball? Roll a ball, a ball, a ball, a ball.
Madam lady, you try your luck.
My good man, how much do you require for one coconut?
One copper, lady. 1/6 of a tenner.
Oh, how terribly, terribly vulgar.
Penny a shy, penny a shy. What about you, dearie?
Look at me, little boy. You have a free throw.
Free throw? Not it, not it. No free throws around here. Here, young'un, where's your penny?
I swallowed it.
Well, you ought to be more careful, ain't you? Never heard of Lend-Lease.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in the row.
Big one, small one, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, but what a gentleman said.
Oh, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Everybody's gonna make me rich.
Me husband's over there. They are your love affair. Sing and roll a bell, a ball, a penny, a bit.
A bit, a bit.
Sing and roll a bell, a ball, a penny, a bit.
A bit, a bit.
Sing and roll a bell, a ball, a penny, a bit.
A bit, a bit.
Roll a bell, a ball, a roll a bell, a ball. Sing and roll a bell, a ball, a penny, a bit.
Here is a gold coin for thee.
Nay, nay, your majesty. Tis not gold I seek, but aid from your noble knights.
Well, buckle my doublet and rivet me breeches. Yon ragged wench talks like a lady.
I am Princess June. My sister May has been held prisoner since last February by the Black Knight, Sir August.
Looks like Sir August stole a march on us. He thinks I sound like Sir Milton of Burrow.
It was to escape us from the clutches of the Black Knight that I disguised myself in this cheap $500 copy of an Adrian dress.
Well, tell thee, thou art a lovely vision withal. I, Sir Lancelot, bow low before thee. Oh, methinks I bowed a little too low.
You should be careful, Lancelot. You dented your pencil on.
Fear not, my princess. I shall go forth and rescue thy sister from the cowardly Black Knight.
Wait. Before thou takest thy leave, thou must consult the royal wizard. Merlin! Merlin!
Where's you?
What sayest thou? Perform thy magic.
Oh, yes, your majesty. Take us our card from this deck. Any card. Tell us me not what it is.
No, Merlin, no. Look it now into the future, that we may know the perils that await the Lancelot.
Abracadabra. Focus, focus. Presto, change your metro.
Get to the trick.
Sir Lancelot, I see you and the princess coming to a wide river. Focus, focus. I see a river too deep to ford, too perilous to swim. And you have no boat.
Then how do we get across?
You use the bridge.
I don't know his focus from his focus.
Now you meet a giant and tilt with him in the darkness.
That's impossible. When I tilt, I always light up. Come, my princess. We will saddle my noble steed and hire us hence.
Good. We will need us an early start because hence is 20 miles away. Sir Lancelot, this ride getteth uncomfortable. Methinks our steeds grow weary.
Thou art so right, princess. I will trade them in for fresh ones.
Where is?
Oh, there is the Madman Merlin's used horse lot.
Merlin? I thought if he was a magician.
Aye, he was, but things have been roughest on magicians since Vaudeville died.
Welcome, Sir Lancelot and damsel fair. May I help with thee?
Forsooth, we wanted a horse.
For eating or for riding?
Forsooth.
Odd bodikins, I have just the thing for thee. This horse over here is practically brand new. He has very low mileage.
Oh, he's not bad, Sir Lancelot. Look at those white sidewall teeth.
He was owned by an old lady in Pasadena. She just used him to go shopping. She was up with on blocks for 6 months.
Is he four-gated?
No, four-legged. One in each corner. Verily, he is a bargain and can be financed through the Bank of Camelot.
And pay a 12% interest? Nay, Violet, I will give us the cash.
What about accessories? Teeth are extra, you know.
He needeth not teeth. All he eats is hay and he can gum that.
Yes. Here is the money, madman. Come, princess. We must get to the Black Knight and head it for the blackout.
We are nearing the castle where my sister is imprisoned. Look, here cometh the Black Knight. Loose thy lance and lance lunge.
Fear not, my beloved. I shall cut through his armor with ease. For on the end of my lance, I have a can opener. On guard, Violet. Cometh to joust with thee, I do.
Oh, splendid Sir Lancelot. You have unseated the Black Knight.
And now pull back his visor and look upon his evil face. What is it?
Reading fair. In the future, friends, will you please knock before you come in?
How, villain, what hast thou to say before I cut it off thy head?
Goodbye, aye, aye.
Lancelot, my darling. Now that thou hast conquered the Black Knight, I will love thee forevermore. Put thy armor around me.
Oh, my fair one, nothing but nothing can cometh between us. Don't be too sheriff about that, huh?
Art thou a messenger from Camelot?
No, Miss Allison, I'm a messenger from your movie lot. You got a 6 o'clock call in the morning.
Oh, no.
Good night, princess.
Good night, knight.
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment. But in the meanwhile, remember, folks, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here's Edgar Bergen.
Just a word of thanks to June Allison for appearing with us tonight. I guess next week will be the cowboy king of radio and television, Hopalong Cassidy. Good night, everybody.
June Allison appeared by arrangement with Hepburn Golden Mayer, producers of Adam's Rib, starring Spencer Quincy, Anthony Hepburn, and June Holliday. To Bill Baldwin speaking to the famous Pasadena Playhouse. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.